Listening Library presents Eleanor and Park by Rainbow Rowell, read for you by Rebecca Lohman and Sunil Malhotra.
He'd stopped trying to bring her back. She only came back when she felt like it, in dreams and lies and broken-down déjà vu. Like, he'd be driving to work and he'd see a girl with red hair standing on the corner, and he'd swear for half a choking moment that it was her. Then he'd see that the girl's hair was more blonde than red, and that she was holding a cigarette and wearing a Sex Pistols t-shirt. Eleanor hated the Sex Pistols. Eleanor. Standing behind him until he turned his head, lying next to him just before he woke up, making everyone else seem drabber and flatter and never good enough. Eleanor ruining everything. Eleanor, gone. He'd stopped trying to bring her back.
August, 1986.
Chapter 1. Park. XTC was no good for drowning out the morons at the back of the bus. Park pressed his headphones into his ears. Tomorrow, he was going to bring Skinny Puppy or the Misfits. Or maybe he'd make a special bus tape with as much screaming and wailing on it as possible. He could get back to New Wave in November, after he got his driver's license. His parents had already said Park could have his mom's Impala, and he'd been saving up for a new tape deck. Once he started driving to school, he could listen to whatever he wanted or nothing at all, and he'd get to sleep in an extra 20 minutes. "That doesn't exist," somebody shouted behind him. "It so fucking does," Steve shouted back. Drunken monkey.